You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win is 3-1. Jesus Corona to score and Porto to win in the market at 8-1. This could get ridiculously messy, this group. Both these teams have 10 points in the group and sit first and second. But the likelihood is one of these teams will be eliminated from the competition by the end of play on Wednesday night. Mm. And for Chelsea, and in particular Jose Mourinho, that would be an unmitigated disaster, really, because their loss at home against Bournemouth, which we mentioned earlier, was the latest chapter in Chelsea's nightmare, really. And it wouldn't be a major surprise if Porto went to Stamford Bridge and won, I don't think, on Wednesday night. So? Mm. They need to.
Interesting.
Porto, because they are in desperate danger, given Dynamo Kiev are going to at home against Maccabi Tel Aviv, a match where you would assume they will pick up 3 points.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out this group. It's an absolute nightmare.
Here we go. I've got this down here. Yeah.
I'm going to see if you're right.
Chelsea will win Group G if they win the game. They'll qualify with just a point, although it won't guarantee them top spot. Mm-hmm. So Chelsea can qualify with a win or a draw. If Porto were to win, they'll progress as group winners. But if they draw and Dynamo Kiev win, it will come down to a three-way mini-league,
yep,
which Porto would lose on goal difference, yep, thus right, going into the Europa League.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I mean, you look at Porto's results against Kiev, and they've not been great. You know, the 2-2 draw in Kiev and the 2-0 defeat at home to at home, which is the last group game, which was shocking. I thought a lot of football hipsters shook their heads that night, because a lot of football hipsters have fancied Porto to be that team that gets to the final, the Juve of last season.
Okay,
Pete Farris thought they were a great bet.
Right, okay.
You know, that sort of thing. So I think people, look, there were 50s. I'm not kind of having a go at anyone. But
these do get clipped out as well. So if Pete's on Wednesday night, he'll hear this.
Yeah, I'm happy for him to hear it. You know, at 50-1, I'm not decrying it. But what I'm saying
not.
Is a lot of people would have thought they were a bit of a shoo-in. Home match against Dynamo Kiev, you know, then it wouldn't have mattered, would it? If they'd have won that, they'd have been on 13 points. They
could have got a bad loss, wasn't it?
Terrible loss, really, when you think about, you know, what they'd shown before that, really. Now, can they pick up from there? That's the question, isn't it? You know, we talk about Chelsea. Now, look, the great in the domestic league at the minute beat Pacas de Ferreira 2-1 at the weekend. Uno Madeira 4-0 away. Tondela 1-0 as well. So, you know, they're playing good football at home. No problems there. Second behind Sporting, 2 points adrift. You just wonder if something's kind of gone wrong in their minds in the Champions League. That's the first defeat they've had since losing to Bayern Munich in April of last year, of course. So, you know, we shouldn't overreact. And again, like all the other games that we've talked about, really, in this podcast for the Champions League, maybe barring the City one, there's so much on this. Can you afford to be tactical when you've really got to go and win the game? You've got to go out and have a right old go. You know, the game we saw between these two in Portugal was an absolute cracker, and that's when everyone kind of sat up and thought, "Wow, you know, this is a very good team." And once again, I'm just looking. I might have an over 2.5 goals treble on the games that actually mean something for the British teams this midweek, because they've just got to go for it. You know,
I think the fourfold.
Do you think? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see anywhere Man City.
You do realise by now the bet could be down.
Yeah.
Because this will be played out on a Wednesday night when the other two have been nil-nils.
It will be clipped up and played out, and that would be just typical, wouldn't it?
But if the two are in, go for it.
We're laughing, aren't we? We're laughing.
You're on to a winner.
We are laughing.
I think goals. Chelsea, what you'd expect to happen here is that Chelsea shut up shop. And if this is a Mourinho team in form, they control the game, they don't allow Porto to get into them, that's that. But if Porto have been doing their homework, they also know that Chelsea are struggling for their lives at the minute for confidence.
Yeah.
You know, they seem to pick up a little bit of confidence. All of a sudden, it seems to have disappeared again with that result. You know, they've scored one goal in four matches now. Lost 1-0 at Stoke, beat Norwich 1-0, 0-0 Tottenham, and then the Bournemouth game.
Mm.
What a struggle for them. Jeez, I don't know where I don't know where they pick up from here.
This is such a difficult game to call.
But they're much better in the Champions League.
Yeah, they are.
And I do think that they're maybe concentrating all their attention on it. Even if that's a subconscious thing, I think they know that the Premier League's obviously gone. You know, that they might not finish in the top four. So they have to do well in the Champions League. So my head tells me that Porto at 3-1 is an exceptionally good bet. But my... not my heart as much, because I'm not a Chelsea fan, but there's something in me that kind of, because I'm a big Mourinho fan, that says that they will get through this and they'll probably get a draw out of it.
Here's a couple of stats that really lend yourself to a Chelsea bet here at 21-20. Porto have been to English clubs in England 16 times previously in European competitions. They've never won in England.
Interesting.
They've drawn 2 and lost 14. Which is incredible, really. And they failed to score a single goal in 4 of their last 5 visits to these shores. Chelsea have only lost once in their last 37 Champions League matches at home.
Wow.
In the group stages, that is. And that was against Basel back in September 2013. They've won 28 and drawn 8.
I like that stat, but I don't like it as much after the 43 games unbeaten against all, never having lost to an.
It's true. The longer these runs go on, the more likely they are to be broken. But that Porto one's interesting, I think. Drawn 2, lost 14 of their trips away to English competitors.
Yeah, you wonder if there's a bit of
in Europe, yeah.
Some sort of like, I don't know what it is, you know. Some mental thing that they can't get over. But yeah, it's a tricky game. Look, I'd go for the draw, if anything, in this game.
Yeah.
But my bet, which I haven't come on to yet, is the man in Champions League for Chelsea. The one shining light for me all season, Willian. 14-5 to score anytime here. 4-5 in the Champions League.
I just wonder whether he's had his purple patch.
No, I don't think
so.
Because you might have thought that before. He scored at Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
He scored in a home game against Dynamo Kiev as well. I just think he's been playing really well. He scored in Portugal, by the way. He got the only goal there and scored in the 4-0 win against Maccabi Tel Aviv at Stamford Bridge. Now, I mean, look, in a game...
It's a big price.
It is a big price for someone who's been in great form, takes free kicks. He's, you know, from a free kick, he's sensational. Obviously, still got confidence while everyone around him hasn't. Look, I'd rather have 14-5 Willian than 13-8 Costa at the minute.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.